Welcome to another fun-filled edition of Victims of Fun, the world's worst, greatest podcast. I'm your host, El Stevo, and thank you for tuning in, and you are probably listening on Spotify, Pandora, iHeart, or Anchor FM. Anchor FM is the best podcast hosting service on the planet. They're very good, very easy. You can download the app, hit a button, start podcasting right from your phone. And this podcast is recorded exclusively in a blue microphone, Blue Yeti Ice, created solely on a Mac AirBook M1 and stored on a Seagate SSD 2 TB hard drive. I want to thank all of them. They are making this podcast possible. I want to thank everybody very much. We have new intro music. You may have heard that. That is from a YouTube channel called Magic Music. It is a royalty-free, no copyright EDM channel of music that anybody can use for anything. And this one happens to be called Best Music Mix Gaming Music Trap House and Dubstep, which I'm a big fan of. And we're using them for our intro from this point on. So make sure you go there and like and subscribe. They have 35 million views just on one of these songs, which is fantastic. It's pretty badass, and I think it adds a lot to the podcast, much better than the old intros, which were from Anchor FM. So we're trying to improve things here a little bit better, you know, make things a little more modern and everything. We've cut down our running time because I realized the podcast was getting a little bit too long. I was running out of things to talk about, and so we've cut the time down, the length of the podcast, and the frequency in which they're made. I was making them like every couple of days, and I realized, you know, eventually I'm going to get bored of that type of thing. So we're cutting it down a bit. So there we go. So welcome, everybody. Remember, you can follow Victims of Fun on Facebook, Instagram. I have something caught in my throat. On Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, all you have to do is type in the Victims of Fun in the search and you'll see it. And make sure you follow us and like the pages and like the photos and everything else. And remember, there is a supporter button you can hit on whatever you're listening to. You can start throwing me some money because that'd be nice. You should start supporting me because I need money for many important things that you don't really need to know about. So, it's been raining like hell here in beautiful Florida. We had the hurricane tropical storm Elsa, which kind of swung by the west coast of the state, dumped a lot of rain on us. It hit the Keys, but not bad. Hit Tampa, but not bad. Flew over the top to the Carolinas and then fell apart. Kind of made a left turn just enough so that the major part of the storm was in the Gulf and only the arms were hitting the state. Got a lot of rain, a lot of branches. Found out I had a couple leaks in my gutters in my shed. I had to get some Flex Seal and take care of. It's still been raining. Today was like a nice day, and then about 2 o'clock the rain just boom. Yesterday, I think, was the first day we've had in about 4 weeks where we didn't have rain or thunder, but it's, according to the weather app, it's on the agenda. I'd like to start going back to the beach, but, yeah, what are you gonna do? So, there you go. So, you know, in all the time I have when I'm home, I zoom around YouTube, I work on a podcast, I do some writing and stuff like that, and I'm always looking for new and interesting things on YouTube, and I don't know if any of you have ever heard of something called ASMR. ASMR stands for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. Sometimes it's called Autosensory Meridian Response. Basically, it's you ever get those tingling sensations on your scalp and moves down to your neck and upper spine, and you know, it's like a tingling thing. Like, how can I describe this? Like, it's a low-grade euphoria thing, and it's like a static-like tingling sensation on the skin. Usually it's triggered by auditory, you know, listening or visual stimuli, and everybody's had that. It's like a mild electrical current, or, you know, like bubbling on your skin or something. It's kind of like, okay, somebody runs their fingernail on the back of your neck, or if you hear a certain sound, like, you know, like a kitten purring or something, and it gives you this tingling sensation. That's ASMR type of thing. And there's a whole YouTube genre, universe thing on YouTube where people make ASMR videos using visual but mostly auditory cues to trigger the sensation in people. There's like 13 million different pages of ASMR on YouTube, and some of it involves role play, you know, some of it involves just people like tapping their fingernails, you know, on the table in front of the microphone, which triggers it. Running their fingernails across some sandpaper, it triggers it. That's it, its basic form. But a lot of people put a lot of work into some of their ASMR videos where they'll actually do role play where, oh, you're at the doctor and they're conducting a facial exam, and you'll hear them cleaning your ears or touching your face and everything. Depending on the person, it'll elicit that tingling response in you. It's not a sexual thing. It's just basic body chemistry. Our bodies are basically electrical machines, and they respond to certain things, and this happens to be one of them. I mean, I'm just being very general about the description of it. So there's a whole genre of this stuff, and some people put a lot of work into their ASMR videos. I mean, I'm talking a lot of money, a lot of practice, a lot of professional grade equipment, and they really go all out for it. And they have massive YouTube followings, and I know YouTube cut the legs off of all their content creators, and a lot of these people aren't making the money that they used to. You talk to any YouTube person, unless there's somebody like, you know, Logan Paul or Jake Paul or PewDiePie, who's got like 5 billion followers, they're not making hardly anything. I mean, they're probably making more than they would, like, you know, flipping burgers at McDonald's or something. They might be making, you know, a couple grand a month. But back in the day, before YouTube cut their legs off, there were people making 50, 60, 70, 80,000, 100,000 a month doing these things. And we're talking people that aren't famous or wouldn't be considered influencers, that just had a lot of followers. And it's a shame, because there's a lot of educational stuff on YouTube. I've talked about, you know, some of the channels where they explain how things are made, or living history, and they all got their legs cut off, and they all had all their money taken away, because YouTube, being the greedy corporate sons of bitches they are, you know, want the money. And now you have ads on everything. You can't go 5 minutes into a video without an ad popping up, unless the content creator specifically says, I don't want ads. Most of them want ads, because it's the only way they get paid, but some of them don't. ASMR is 95% of the time do not do ads, because you have to listen to it from the beginning to the end without any interruption. So it's impossible for an ASMR channel to have ads in the middle of their videos, because it would break the immersion. So the ASMR creators are very dependent on views, and they have Patreons, and they'll do merchandise. So, you know, they're in a unique situation as opposed to somebody who does movie reviews that can throw, you know, 3 ads in their video, you know, while they're doing their thing. So, I zoom around on the ASMR because some of it's pretty good. You know, it's, and there's a lot of stuff that's, you know, not my taste, but a lot of it is. And, I mean, there's this hilarious ASMR channel I saw, and I can't remember the guy's name, but if you YouTube, you search on YouTube, you'll see it. And the premise on his ASMR video is, you are a football player, he is the coach, and after every game you're banged up and you screwed up, and basically he's going over on the chalkboard what you did wrong, as the female medical assistant or trainer is patching you up. So, and it's hilarious because he said, oh, and you threw a touchdown. Unfortunately, you threw it to the opposing team. And it's hysterical. You know, but the so there's a whole bunch of stuff like that. There's people who do vampire ASMRs, alien abduction ASMRs. There's a whole anime subgenre of ASMRs. Everything. So I'm really into like techno, cyberpunk, synthwave, dubstep type of thing. And sci-fi, I'm into that. And I try to look for an ASMR that incorporates all that stuff. And so I stumbled on somebody. Her name's Frostglow ASMR. She doesn't put her real name out there, and a lot of them don't. Some of them do. You know, like Escape Reality, everybody knows her name because she puts it on there. Softy Galoshes, everybody knows her name because she puts it out there. Frostglow ASMR is from Norway. She's a female. She's a Norwegian introvert who has fallen in love with ASMR and videography. So what she does is she makes ASMR and ambiance videos. Ambiance videos are background noise, like white noise. It's supposed to relax you and help you study or sleep. It can be anything from background white noise to raindrops to anything really that would, you know, clear your mind as you concentrate on something. And she is a videographer, so she does some really heavy-duty, professional-looking video with her ASMRs, okay, and her ambiance. And you can go on her channel. All you do is go to YouTube and type in Frostglow ASMR. Okay, and she's been a member of YouTube since 2018. She's only got 1,065 subscribers, and she should have more because some of her ASMRs are fantastic. Now, what she'll do is she has a couple playlists that she focuses on. She does an ASMR sci-fi series. It's an ongoing story, so each one relates to the one before it. They can be watched out of order, but it's all got a central theme. She does ASMR magic fantasy, and those are standalones, which means they're not connected story-wise, and they have a magic fantasy thing. She does close-up ASMR, which are like cinematic videos, and there's a lot of close-ups in them. And she does her original ambiance. Now, I'm going to try to play some of the ambiance stuff first, just to give you an idea of what you're looking at here. So let me just try, because a lot of this ASMR. All right, so here, this is this her? All right, so this is winter ambiance ASMR. Now she puts an ad in the beginning, which is good because you can't have them at the end. So, and because this is probably the only way she can make some money until she gets some more subscribers. So a good ASMR will put the ads in the beginning. Now listen. So this is a winter ambiance ASMR. It's snow, wind, and crackling ice. And the idea in this is it's playing in the background, preferably with your headphones on. You're kind of just relaxing, and if you like snow and wind, you know, this is, see, that's something you'd listen to, okay? So she does that, and she'll have, this one's nighttime carriage ride ambiance. I don't really know what this would be. Her ads are not in English because she's Norwegian, so let's give this a second. Norway is actually very beautiful. I don't know if you've ever been there or not, but okay. So this is called Nighttime Carriage Ride Ambiance. So you hear the horse footsteps, and if you see the screen, you're inside this cabin of a horse carriage, and she made this, the graphics. She made the graphics and everything, because this is what she does. And you have a nice seat here and some lights. And if you look to the side, you can see a moving forest. So it gives you an indication that you're actually moving instead of just still. And if you put this on full screen in a dark room, it's pretty damn effective. But just listen for a second. Okay, you hear the horse things and the horse hoof prints and the straps that are going to keep the horses. It's quite cool. So she has a lot of ambiance stuff, pirate ship, cozy movie night, crackling bonfire and everything. But what I like too is that she does when she does her ASMRs, and I'm gonna pull up the playlist here. So when she does her ASMRs, she does the science fiction series, and it's about an interstellar surveyor on a ship, female, who does deep space surveying of planets, and she's a freelancer. She works by herself. And she pontificates on the beauty of freedom, of being out there alone and having your own rules and being your own boss. And her voice is very pleasing and very calming. And it's fascinating to just listen to that. And she puts tons, and I'm talking tons of work into this. It's just... It's beyond anything. It's just really, really... So let me find the... let me see here. So it's just the test flight one. Where's the planetary? So she's got an auditory implant. Planetary survey. So this is the first one. And let me... zap down the ad. I want to turn the volume off for the ads because it's, I don't think anybody here speaks Norwegian. She's probably listening. So, hey, Frostglow, I told you I was going to do this. So, if you want to learn Norwegian, go watch the ads. Oh, they have Schweppes premium mixers in Norway. There we go. All right, so listen. So you hear the background ambience, and right computer, now, here you go.
Record new survey. This is Planetary Surveyor with employment number 4765083. Mission ID is Bravo November - Kilo 7831.
Now, I want to stop it for a second because I want to describe this. So, if you've ever played Elite Dangerous, it's probably the most immersive science fiction games in history. You're basically an interstellar player, a person in a ship going around just living your life in the universe. While this is kind of in that vein, because what you're looking at here, if you're looking at the screen, is you're looking at out the cockpit of a planet in front of you. And she's created this whole cockpit with, you know, survey numbers and graphs and everything. And they're all moving. They're all, a lot of people, when they do stuff like these ASMRs, it's just static. Nothing moves. But Frostglow, because I guess she's a videographer, and again, I don't know anything about her other than I communicated with her and told her I was going to do this, and she was apparently very happy. I haven't talked to her about her background or anything. But I do know, based on what I've read on her YouTube channel, she created all this. So it is, you're sitting in this cockpit, and it's just like the view from your eyes. And in front of you, you see the planet. You're in the cockpit of your ship, and all the little gauges and sensors and everything on the display that are on the ship are actually functional. They're actually moving. They're not static. And if you pay attention, the planet is slowly getting closer and closer, because the idea behind this is that she's going to land on the planet and do a survey. And instead of just a static view of the planet, and then next thing you know, you're on the surface... Because I've watched this video, you actually zoom down to the surface on this. You do a re-entry and everything. And this is... And she created all of it. Now let me zoom ahead a bit in the video. All right. So now we're actually, I zoomed ahead a bit, and we've entered the atmosphere, and we're coming up on the surface of this planet, and you can see the radar scan going off, and these lights indicating, I guess, what's down there, and, you know, my eyes aren't very good. I probably would have crashed by now. And it's beautiful. It's almost the Hollywood, you know.
Entering atmosphere.
There you go. You can hear the things rattling on the ship as it enters the atmosphere, and the display just changed, flipping up all this information because now she's in the atmosphere. So the
integrity normal.
So the gauges are actually showing the stress and everything the ship is going through as it's entering the atmosphere.
There.
I'm going to zoom ahead a little bit more. I want to get to the part where she's actually surveying. Now, this is beautiful. You need to, we're now in the atmosphere, flying over a mountain range, and my God, this
iron,
is
titanium, nickel, sulfur, calcium, helium, and hydrogen, of course. More nickel.
Now, as she's saying this, you're looking right now at this beautiful purple-skied mountain range that I swear to God looks like the real thing. This is not a cartoon. This is not vector graphics. This looks like a real mountain range. This literally looks like she flew over the Himalayas and just put a purple filter over it. And I know she didn't because I know she created this, but that's how good it looks. And then the left side of the screen, because the viewing, the cockpit, you know, like on an airplane, you know, you got windows. The main window, now she's in the atmosphere. As she's reading off what they're scanning on the planet, it's actually appearing on the cockpit as a heads-up display as she's reading it. And she created all this, and this is just the most incredibly beautiful thing. That background noise is just very soothing.
Let's try another location.
I mean, this is better. Now she's ascending, and again you hear the ship rattling as it's struggling to break the gravitational field of the planet. The graphics in this are better than a lot of video games I've played and a lot of movies I've seen. Seriously.
It seems like we're almost standing still, but we are actually being pushed along with the clouds.
I want to zoom ahead a little bit. This is towards the end. She's headed back out into space. And the star field is just, it's gorgeous. It's absolutely beautiful. That's it, and that leads into the next video where she filmed, where the pilot, her, is getting her auditory implants adjusted. And there's this whole... And you have to... I don't do it justice explaining it. And I'm usually very good at that. But you really have to go to her YouTube channel. Again, go on YouTube and just do a search for Frost Glow ASMR. And you'll see... It'll pop up. Trying to describe it. It says Frost Glow ASMR and Ambiance. And you'll see a little avatar, and I think that's her, in cartoon form. And subscribe to it and watch it, because this is... I'm always looking for things that'll relax me, that'll put me in a mood, that'll take away from some of the issues I have going on in my life. And ASMR has always been good with that. And when I run into something like this, where there's so much love and care and attention to detail put into it, I can't hype it enough, because a lot of work went into this. I mean, a lot. And you can tell she knows what she's doing and she loves doing it and she's very good at it. And you all need to check it out, and if it's your thing, subscribe or check out any of the other millions of ASMR channels that are out there, because if you're looking for something to relax you, to take away your depression, or just to escape the bullshit of this world for a while, ASMR is the thing. And to me, this is what the internet is supposed to be good for. This is what it should be being used for. Things like this that can help people, that can put them in a good mood, that can make them a better person. And it's people like her that make the rest of the filth on the internet bearable. So you need to check her out. Again, it's Frost Glow ASMR. Go on YouTube and check her out, because she's absolutely fantastic. And it's really something, and you should really listen to it with headphones. I mean, I was playing it over the speakers of Apple because I wanted you to hear it. But get yourself a good set of headphones, turn your lights off, burn some incense, maybe have like a red glow or purple glow light, and just lay in your bed or get in your recliner, put your headphones on, play it, shut your eyes, and just lose yourself in it. Because it'll take you to worlds that you never knew existed. And the only regret I have with things like this is I wish I didn't have to come back. I wish sometimes when I encounter something like Frost Glow's ASMRs and the world she created, or any of the other ASMR videos I've listened to where they create an entire world, I find myself sad that I have to leave it and come back to this world with all of its problems. I wish I could just melt into what she's created or what some other people have created. So you need to check it out. And give it a shot, because it might be your thing. Okay? So, we are done. Because remember, I said that these podcasts were going to be shorter now. So I want to thank everybody for listening this week. And remember to follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just do a search for Victims of Fun. And make sure you listen to us on Spotify, iHeart, and Pandora, and Anchor FM. Remember, you can download the Anchor FM app right from the App Store for Android or Apple, and you could be podcasting in less than 5 minutes. And you just hit the button on your phone and start podcasting. And they will hook you up with advertisers, and you could make some money depending on, you know, how many people listen to your podcast. And not many listen to mine, but, you know, I'm getting there. It's the long term. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. And you can hit the support button, because Anchor does provide that. You can hit the support button, and you could become a supporter of Victims of Fun and throw me some money so that I can, buy myself an Audi. Use the money to improve the podcast. Yeah. So, there you go. So, thank you for tuning in to Victims of Fun this week. Oh, remember, you can email me too at victimsoffun@mail.com. That's victimsoffun@mail.com. And you can send me your love, your praise, your hate, or send me your bank account number, and I can get some money. Remember to subscribe to Frost Glow ASMR on YouTube. Thank you very much, everybody, and I hope you all have a blessed week. And remember to love each other, because love makes the world... What's it make the world? Makes the world go round! Yeah, you know what I'm saying? See ya!